神人之间的关系。
And so in God's revelation, only can we see how man's relationship should be.
只有在神的启示里面，你看见你的尊贵，你应当怎么样处理你自己。
And we can only then see what we are, our value is, and how we are to deal with ourselves.
我也提到关于神之主，所以他把这个至主的这个本性放在人的里面。
God is Lord, but he gives also to us the lordship.
连人可以反对神的这个权利，也是神给的。
Man even has the power to reject God.
每一个人如果没有照着真理的道路中原则来自主管理自己，
but if God, man does not use truth in order to control himself,
他的自我就达到一个自杀的地步，
and his own self, his self-lordship will become his self-suicide.
当我们把我的自由放在神的自主权下面的时候，
if it's self-freedom is then put under God's freedom,
submit our freedom before the sovereignty of God.那我们就归到义同真理的里面。
And then we will go into righteousness and truth.
那今天我们要继续思想到人与神之间的关系怎么样复合的。
And then we want to talk about today how it is that we might relate to God.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
And we turn now to the book of John, Gospel of John.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
我们读第一到第四节。
From verse 1 to verse 4.
又到第读第十四节还有第十八节。
And then verse 14 and verse 18.18.
太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。这道太初与上帝同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。第十四节一同读，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。第十八节，从来没有人看见上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。第十四节同第十八节我自己再读，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。从来没有人看见上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。第十八节请你读。
Verse 18, no one has ever seen God, the only Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has made him known.
你有黑板没有粉笔？还可以不会拿一两条比较大的。当神造人的时候，把人造在这个看得见同看不见的范围的交界里面。
When God created man, God left man in the condition of visibility and invisibility.
所以人在看得见的范围里面，他是最高超的被造物。
In what is visible, God, man is the most highest object.
但是在看不见的范围里面，人是比神更低的被造物。
But in the invisible sphere, then man is in the area below God.
所以人之所以为人，人的生命是比物更高，而比神更低的。
And so in man's relationship, man is greater than others, and animals and others, and but yet below God.
我们有看得见的一部分，就是这个物质的身体。
What is visible is our material, our matter, our body.
我们有看不见的部分就是灵性的那个灵魂。
What we cannot see is our invisible part, our spirit, our soul.
Spiritual soul and the physical body is two parts of the human composition. 那么人被造在这样的一个中间呢，我们的生活本身就充满许多困难和矛盾了。
And so because we are in these two spheres, therefore there are many problems and paradoxes.
我们需要这个平衡，以至于我们的生活能够调和。
We must have equilibrium so that our lives might be harmonious.
如果一个人呢，只有从物质的这一方面领受需要，他的心灵没有领受需要，他一追求就一空虚了。
If we only satisfy these physical needs and satisfy the body needs, then our inner part is empty.
相反的，如果一个人只有心灵上的满足，而肉体没有需要，他不能在人的社会里面好好做人。
If one only satisfies the spiritual aspect but then not the outside physical aspect, then we are not.Living in a human society in an adequate way.
神把人造在这样的一个地步里面去。
And God has created us in this particular sphere.
人不是神。
And man is not God.
人也不是动物。
And man is not an animal.
一个人如果没有好好正当的处理自己，他可以沦落成为动物的形态。
If man doesn't deal with himself adequately, then he would drop down to the level of the animal.
一个人如果没有好好认识自己的地位，他也可以用野心，要盼望自己做神来处理自己。
If man doesn't recognize his own status and position and he wants to exceed his realm and then he wants to be like God.
今天的多少的人，他们整个人生的目标没有按照基本的人的真理的认识应当用什么来填满。
And so man now, many times man now is in using inadequate ways, incorrect ways, trying to deal with this particular problem and not being able to do it.
所以他们对整个人生的意义，他知道意义是存在的。 但那个意义同他追求的目的没有一个正确或者合适的这个联合，所以他们的追求的方向也就错了。And
man recognizes there is a meaning, but he cannot reconcile this with a goal, and so there is a problem there.
我们每一个人都有意义的观念在里面。We
all have a consciousness of the meaning.
如果没有意义的观念，我们就不会追求什么叫人生的意义。If
we don't have this consciousness of meaning, we will not pursue after the meaning of life.
那这个意义到底存在不存在？
And indeed, does meaning really exist?
如果意义存在，是存在在里面的，或者存在在外面？
And if meaning exists, does it exist within or without?
如果意义不存在，为什么我会追求意义？
If meaning doesn't exist, well, how come we are pursuing after the meaning?
如果意义存在的话，
If meaning does exist,
那么存在在外面。
If it exists outside,
为什么里面有意义的观念?
How is it that we have a consciousness of meaning?
如果意义存在在里面,
if meaning only exists inside,
为什么我还要再找意义呢?
How come I still want to pursue after meaning?
所以这是个很深奥的事情。
And this is a very deep thought.
人之所以为人, 因为人比所有的动物更高超, 人有意义的观念, 人有求全的理想。
Man is higher than animals. Man has this thought of consciousness of meaning and
这是求全的理想, the idea of pursuing the perfectness. 这个对全完全的理想,
to pursue after perfection.
这个是在人类心里面已经有的,
and this is what mankind already has.
所以神把这些东西放在人的里面,
and so man has, God has put this inside man.
为这个缘故我们怎么样在世界工作，怎么样寻找生活，怎么样谋生，怎么样追求，这看得见的一部分绝对不能满足我们。
And so when we seek in this world, we look after the things that we're seeking after and we're striving after and living this life, we cannot be satisfied.
有一天我在加拿大一个城市讲道,
one day I was speaking in a Canadian city.
我住在一个弟兄的家里面,
I was living in a brother's home.
那么他在桌子上有一本照相簿,
he had a photo album on his table.
照相簿的第一张就是他在台湾大学毕业戴那个四方帽的那个照片。
And the first picture was when he was graduating from college with a square hat.
所以他小的时候以这个为目的，他留学的时候以这个为开始。
And so when he was young, he looked at this as his goal, and when he went overseas for study, this was his beginning.
当我一翻开来的时候呢,
then when I turned it over,
这张照片的上面很严肃地写几句话,
and on this photo, there were very seriously written certain words.
你这个傻瓜,
you fool.
从那天开始去爬一个永远爬不完的梯,
and from this point onwards, you are climbing a ladder that is never reachable.
好几次想掉下来,
many times you wanted to fall, you had to fall.
爬到现在,
and still climbing,
不知道要怎么样爬了,
I don't know how to climb anymore.
这句话呢给我很深的这个启发,
this provoked me to thinking something really deep.
许多的人就是这样,
and many people are just like that.
这个世界从物质的这一方面能给我们什么满足吗?
This world, this physical, the material things, can it give us any satisfaction?
追求钱的人是不是在金钱的数目里面满足了?
And the people who are seeking after money, can this money satisfy them?
如果你里面有个无限大的观念, 有限的钱财数目怎么增加也不能填满这个东西。
You have this infinite thought in your heart, how can it ever satisfy you?
如果你里面有个完全的概念, 在外面这不全的世界不可能给你真的满足。
If you have a complete concept with within you, nothing from outside can ever fill this.
而最大的困难是因为我本身的虽然有求全之概念，而我本身是一个不全之人。
The problem is, although we have a seeking after perfection within us, we have an imperfect body outside of us.
所以我们在这个不全一全，全力不全的中间挣扎，困难，矛盾，冲突。 这个挣扎过了几十年的生活，结果在不全之中就完全死了。
And because we are always in this struggle, therefore, of a perfection versus imperfection, there will be paradoxes, difficulties, and problems. And so finally, there is destruction and death.
We perfectly died in the unperfect. 那这个 imperfectly, 这个在没有完全里面，我们完全死了。 那么上帝呢，把这个人造在这样的一个地步里面。
And so God has created man within this sphere.
人不但有看得见的一部分,
the invisible part.
人还有个看不见的一部分,
and then there's an invisible part.
为这个缘故，这看不见的一部分，使我们可以突破看得见的这一部分。
In the invisible part, we are superseding therefore the visible part.
这个突破就是叫做信仰。
And this breaking through is faith.
信就是一个突破。
Faith is the breaking through.
信使我们在暂时的世界享受了永远的福乐。
Faith is a breaking through from this temporary world sphere into the eternal sphere.
信使我们在有限的世界里面，我们有一个无限的盼望。
And so faith is within the limited world to have the unlimited possibility.
信是我们在被造的世界里面与创造的主发生关系。
That is, we are in the created sphere and we will relate now to the Creator.
哪里有信,哪里就对永恒发出眼光。
And with faith, then we can have this light and this eyes to see.
这个信并不是叫我们解脱人生,脱离现实过一个逃避的生活。
This is not an escapism or an escape from reality.
这个信呢,是给我们自己最大的能力,能够在这个世界把永恒的价值
To give us the greatest strength so that we can really manifest this eternal glory. So true Christianity is not escapism, it's not just trying to escape from reality. True Christianity is trying to manifest, is to manifest the eternal values into a reality of this world.
柔弱的不得了,变成这个傻子,就变成这社会的不能起作用的,那些渣仔。
Many Christians are very weak and foolish, and they become weak and foolish in this world.
耶稣基督说,你们是世界的光。
But Jesus says, you are the light of this world.
你们是世界的盐。
You are the salt of the world.
这个光同盐同主动性的发生作用。
And light and salt should have pursuit, should have
active.
And so it goes out, it is active, it's not passive.
那么我们看见了人在这样的世界中间人会寻找会思想许多的问题。
And so as man is seeking, as he's thinking about many, many problems,
当我们的思想物质的时候,
as we're thinking about matter,
我们的旧呢,要思想为什么在许多的物质里面都有某一些特性。
And so we like to think about how is it that there are many characteristics in matter.
这些物性中间有一些基本的相同,就是有一些原则正在这个运行在物质里面。
There are some similarities and therefore there are some principles that we can think about.
所以我们把这些原则归纳起来。
These principles can be summarized as follows.
我们研究化学。
We investigate chemistry.
我们研究物理,
we investigate physics. Because in the natural sphere, there are natural kinds of principles. And so all these will be summarized as natural laws.
这个自然虽然看起来好像自然,起身的是神的安排,不过我们习惯了,是看得习惯成自然。
We call them nature, we call them natural. Indeed, actually, these are really by God's design and provision. However, we just think that they're natural. We say, oh, it's very natural.
谁告诉你很自然?
Who told you that it's natural?
这里面的design是最伟大最伟大。
This design is so marvelous.
这个鸡蛋壳,
if you just look at the eggshell,
那个角度啊, 刚好是最能耐力的那个。 物理学里面最伟大的角度。
And this particular angle, the conformation of it is just a perfect conformation of to have the greatest strength.
那个蛋壳,
and the
蛋壳,
the shell of the egg.
四周阳光度, 就是现在 solar, 那个这个研究太阳能的一个很奇妙的一个设计。
And this is a design for absorption of solar energy.
我们头脑最坚固的地方,就是头脑最需要的地方, 上帝安排了最好的骨骼来把它这个包住。
And our brain, the best part of our brain, God has protected it with the best skull.
我想这些东西你把它从头到尾的思想,你就发现了,没有一个世界比这个世界更好。
And if you just think about this, you'll realize that there's no other world that is as good as this world.
许多青年人说,这个世界不好。
And a lot of people say, oh, this world is no good.
这个世界不好。
And that's no good.
我要问他哪一个世界好啊?
And you ask him, which world is good?
你跑了几个世界后来比来比去,这个比较不大好。
How many worlds have you compared and said that this world is not as good as the others?
你对你这个理论到一个最极端的地步的时候,你就自杀。
And at this, if you use this kind of philosophy in the very extreme, then finally you have suicide.
这个世界不好。
And he said, this world is no good.
我不要活在这个世界。
So I no longer want to live in this world.
那你就自杀了。
Then you have commit suicide. And so when you commit suicide, then you go to another world. A person who feels that this world is no good, indeed he already has a sense of goodness in his heart.
你对这个世界不善,
if you feel that it's good, this world is not righteous, then indeed you have a righteousness sense within you.
否则你连这个衡量和批判这个世界的那个尺寸和标准都没有。
Then how would you otherwise how would you evaluate and discern this world without this particular measure?
但是呢,我要问的是,那个尺寸和那个标准是谁放在里面?
But who gave you that measure within you?
那些东西是不是进化所产生出来的?
Is this concept from evolution?
那绝对不是进化产生出来的。
Definitely it is not from evolution.
人是神特别的创造。
Because man is God's special creation.
A distinctive creation of God. 所以上帝就把他的形象里面那些完全的概念放在人的里面。
And so in God's image, God has placed this sense of perfection within us.
感谢上帝。
And we thank the Lord.
我们继续要思想下去。
That we just continue to pursue this.
现在把粉笔拿给我。谢谢你。哦，很好，有红的有绿的，好多种颜色的粉笔。我讲到哪里啊？
第一点是原则。
哦，我讲到
原则。
万物有它的原则，这个叫自然律。
This is now the natural laws。
那么这些自然律你不能破坏它的。
And these are natural laws, and you cannot destroy them.
你只能顺从它。
You can only be submissive.
当你顺从它的时候呢
？When you submit to them,
它就服侍你了。
And it will be able to be subject to you.
当你好好顺从它的时候
，If you submit yourself to them,
你就可以利用它了。
Then you can use it.
所以研究自然的结果呢，就可以使用自然律。
If you investigate the natural laws, then you can use the natural principles.
这些自然律就做了人的奴仆了。
And so then these natural laws become our servants.
但是自然律不是神。
But these natural laws are not God.
有一些人否认神，所以他说自然力就是神。顺天者昌，逆天者亡。顺自然力就昌，逆自然力就死。顺天者昌。Okay, no more walking. 不要再走来走去。This meeting got your
home.
拿了，已经拿了，不要再拿了，不要再拿粉笔了。就顺天者昌，逆天者亡。If you obey to the heaven, 你的道路就顺利了。
And then your road will be smooth.
如果你反对这个天意
，if you are against the way of heaven，
那么你就要灭亡了。
And then you will be destroyed.
有一些人就把这个自然力代替天。
But some people they use the natural laws and they replace God.
我相信自然力是天意在安排中间放在里面的奥秘。
And the natural law indeed is actually God's laws placed here.
但是当人研究自己的时候呢
？But when man tries to investigate himself，
他就发现不但有自然力。
Not only does he find that there is a natural law,
还有行为的本性
and then there's also the actions and life.
所以这样呢，我们不能不相信有第二条律
And then there's another law.
那个条律就是叫做道德律
And this is the law of morality.
我有我做人的原则
I have my principles in my living.
你有你做人的原则
You are the, have your laws of living.
我是一个自主的人
I have my own lordship.
你有一个自主的人
You have your own lordship.
但是你的自主同自由的违背到一个地步的时候，法律就要来干涉你了。
But if you are against these laws and natural laws, then the law itself will come and come after you.
社会是个人产生出来的。
And society is out of each person.
200年以前呢，法国一个大哲学家 Rousseau 就开始写了一本书，叫做《Social Contract》。
200 years ago, Rousseau wrote this social contract.
他认为这个人应当建立起一个政府。
And he said the man should have established a government.
那么大家凭着共同的那个原则来处理社会的问题。
And so we should have a common principle in order to deal with the problems in society.
政府是为了服务人民的。
Government is in order to serve man.
虽然这个 Rousseau 是相当自然主义的人 ，naturalist.
Although Rousseau himself was a naturalist.
但是我们不能不承认，在人与人之间有些共同的原则，我们要遵守的。
But yet we must realize that there are also common laws among people.
那就叫做道德律。
And so these are common laws of morality.
每一个社会的道德标准都不一样。
Every society has different laws of morality.
每一个国家的道德都受那个国家的传统、那个国家的文化同宗教的观念所影响。
Every country has its laws of morality that are influenced by tradition, by religion, and social customs.
连美国的这个 state 同那个 state 道德标准也不一样。
And each state has a different laws.
但我们内心的深处知道有一个那个绝对性的道德标准。
But within us, we know that there is an absolute morality standard.
我们尽可能把最好的道德标准把它表达出来就是了。
The best is trying to establish the best of morality standard.
但是这个道德律也不等于是上帝。
But this law of morality is not God either.
自然律不等于是上帝。
The natural laws are not God.
道德律也不等于是上帝。
The laws of morality are not God.
因为我们的历史中间就看见有一些因果律在里面。
And then as we see in history, we see a cause and effect, a law of cause and effect.
The law of causality.这个因果律的有一些某一些事情会产生怎么样的结果
so if you do something then there will be certain results
那么这些东西给我们看见了这个世界不是一个乱七八糟的世界
and then we see that this world is not a disorganized world
这个世界乃是有系统的世界
this world is very systematized
有原则的世界
and very organized
有秩序的一个世界
with sequence and system
有设计的一个世界
it is well constructed
相信这样的一个世界是神创造的是远远比相信这个世界是自然产生的
的更加合理的事情。
It is more logical to know that God created this world, that this was a created world, rather than something which changed and evolved.
而那启示人的神也把这个伟大的道向人显明出来了。
And then the God who has revealed this to us is the one who has given it to us.
今天我们所读的诗篇第十九篇给我们看见。
In Psalms 19 we see
这个的天地诸天的述说上帝的荣耀。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
人生下来以后。
When man was born,
人长大以后
and man grows up,
他理性的功用一发展起来
and in his mind as he functions,
就开始思想到这一切是被造物之间的原则
he thinks about those things that are created and all those principles and laws.
思想这些原则的本身呢有没有思想的原则呢
and what is the principle of thought?
所以呢这一个在自然界中间的道理同在思想界中间的道理这期间有一个关联在里面
And the connection, therefore, between the physical areas of, that we have described and then the thought processes, the thought laws.
不但有这个思想的原则,
and there are principles then in thought.
还有心理上的原则,
and there are principles in psychology.
不但有心理上的原则,
and in the principles in psychology.
还有心灵上的原则,
there are also the principles in the spirit, the spiritual area.
那么这些东西全部归纳起来,
and then as we synthesize them all together,
我们要问一个问题,
then we can ask you one question.
是谁设计这些原则?
Who has established all these principles?
谁管理这些原则?
Who controls these principles?
是谁在这个创造？谁要审判？谁要处置这些原则？
Who is the one that creates? Who is the one that judges? Who is the one that accomplishes these principles?
你把许多许多的理把它归纳起来。
If you put all these laws and you synthesize and you summarize them together,
自然有自然的理，物质有物质的理，做人有做人的道理，把这些归纳起来，一定有超理之理。
If you think about the physical areas and its laws, and you think about the the laws of the mind, and then you put them together, and then you find that there's actually a supernatural kind of laws too.
那么这些的理都是 branches, 这个都是支流的。真正的理就是那个独一的真理。
And the only truth is the true laws, the true thoughts.
这是第一样。
And this is the first principle.
一切都有它的法则。
And all these laws have their principles and all their regulations.
就是诸多的法则一定有法则之下的法则。作为基础的一个最重要的法则。
And then there are principles within these that we have to think about.
从这些法则，我们看到有一条路来这个支配一切的法则。
And then we see that there's a way in which this controls all of this.
那就是叫一条对的道路。
And this is the only way. That is the way.
在整个生命的过程中间，我们的生生死死根据某一个绝对的生命而来的。
In man's life, as we have the life and death, there are certain principles and of life that we need to talk about.
The capital truth.The capital way and the capital life, 那个独一的，那个源头的 the origin of the truth, the origin of the way, the origin of the life, which dominate all truths, all principles, all ways, and all lives, that is the truth, the way, and the life, who is he? 那一位是谁？
Who is this person? Who is he?
这位如果不存在的话
If this person doesn't exist,
这些东西怎么存在呢
How would these things exist?
这位如果存在的话
If these exist,
我怎么知道怎么认识这一位的存在呢
How do I know who he is and who the existence of him is?
我们看见上帝创造人的时候
When God created man,
就把这个追求永恒的真理、永恒的道和永恒的生命的那一个动机放在人的里面
God has placed within us a pursuit of the way, the truth, and the life.
但是人已经不可能真的寻找它了。
Man cannot really find this.
因为罪已经把我们那个追求的本性弄模糊了，所以我们看不清楚了。
Because sin has already clouded this, and therefore we cannot see it very clearly.
这样，我们的理性、我们的情感、我们的意志都已经受了玷污了。
Because our thought, our emotions, and our body, we already have this contamination.
这个在神学里面的名字叫 total depravity.
So there's total depravity in a
total depravity 并不是表示我们完全没有用了
It's not that we are useless
表示呢 the pollution had gone into all parts of human life
That is pollution has gone into all parts of our
所以我们的思想已经 polluted
So our thought is polluted
我们的感情已经受玷污了
And so our thoughts already are polluted
我们的意志已经受玷污了
Our thoughts and minds are polluted
所以人需要救赎
And so man needs to be saved
否则的我们没有一样的真理可以看得清楚的
And so we know if we can see, otherwise we can see no truth.
有一次一个君王呢，他有一只千里马。
And there was once a king who had a horse to run thousands of miles.
皇帝特别喜欢他。
And this king particularly enjoyed this horse.
他跑得很快。
This horse could run very fast.
所以呢，皇帝对那个看这个马的说，如果他死你也死。
So the king said to the one who's looking after the horse, if he dies, you die too.
如果他不死，我就特别奖赏你。
If he doesn't die, then I'll particularly reward you.
他死你也死。
If he dies, you die.
我不可能爱你过于爱他。
I can't love you more than I love him.
因为这匹马很难找到，像你这种人找得很多的。
Because this kind of horse is very difficult to find, but you are kind of you, a person like you, I can find a lot.
有一天那个地方一个大饥荒来到了。
And that time there was a great famine in this place.
哇，这个好马有怪癖的。
And this good horse, he had peculiarities.
好人也有怪脾气的。
And even good people have peculiarities.
那么这个人，这匹马呢，他那一天看见所有的草都是黄的，所以他就不要吃。
And so that day, this horse, he saw that all the grass was yellow, and said he didn't want to eat it.
他虽然不讲话，但是立场坚定，只吃青草，不吃黄草。
He had very high principles, and he only ate the green grass and not yellow grass.
那怎么办呢？
And so what could do?
这匹马越来越瘦，越来越瘦了。
And so this horse became thinner and thinner.
皇帝把这个马夫把他抓来了。
And so this king, he brought this person who was looking after the horse.
他越来越瘦了，你还这么胖。
So how come he's getting thinner and you're getting fatter?
你要怎么样处理这个事情？
How do you solve this problem?
如果这匹马再不吃草一死了，你就要砍头。
And if this horse dies, then you will get your head amputated.
这个人吓得半死。And
so this person was very scared.
绞尽脑汁要想一个办法。He
thought and thought and tried to think of something.
结果他想了一个办法。Then
he thought of something.
这一匹马就一直吃草了。And
so this horse began to eat grass.
黄草，这个各色的草，什么草他都吃。
All kinds of grass, even yellow grass, he ate.
你知道他用什么办法？
What kind of method?
我不先问你，我问他。 还有什么办法？放个甜的东西。啊，他放甜的东西给他吃。这马的眼睛很敏感，甜不甜？只要你怎么知道马爱吃甜的？他没有养过马，我现在他没有养过马。你知道他用什么办法呢？
What kind of method did he use?
他给这一匹马戴一个眼镜。
He put glasses on the horse.
蓝色的眼镜。
Blue glass.
所以这马看草都是黄的。
So he looked around and he saw that all the grass was green.
黄草就变成绿色的草了。
And so green grass, yellow grass became green.
所以他一直吃。
He ate and ate.
我告诉你，今天人的理性, the reason and the reasoning power of man have been polluted by sin. So we cannot see all the truth in the true way. 我们不可能看真理。 以绝对真实的眼光来看真理，因为我们的理性已经polluted，你明白吗？ 他明白了。我昨天提到理性没有办法使我们想到神呢。If
we're using our logic, we cannot think about God.
我们不要崇拜我们的理性，把它当作上帝。We
shouldn't worship our reason and think of it as God.
等亚当夏娃犯罪以后呢？When
Adam and Eve committed sin,
这个罪性已经玷污了人的每一部分。The
sin nature has already contaminated all of man.
So men are totally depraved.
And so, man is totally depraved.
Total depravity, it means even your reason power has been polluted by sin. So we can never, with our own initiative, to see clearly, absolutely clearly, about the truth. With the true way, there's no way. 为这缘故呢，我们的理性也需要救赎。
And so with this, our mind, our reason also needs to be saved.
为这缘故呢，人在内心的深处对这一方面的探讨。
So in our inner hearts, as we look up,
就不可能找到真正的答案。We
cannot find the true answer.
那我们现在我在这里画一个世界的地图。If
I draw now the world's atlas,
要给你看见人怎么样对这个那一个神同他的道之间的那个探讨。And
so how will we have to see God?
我刚才提到这个一切真理的源头就是真理，一切的生命的源头，一切道路的源头就是那道路真理生命。
And so the origin of the way, the truth, and the life.
那么这个道路真理生命,
this way, the truth, and the life.
的源头整个归纳起来就是一个字，这个叫做道。
And this synthesis is called the way.
这个道就是道路。
The way is the way.
这个道就是生命。
The way is the life.
这个道就是真理。
The way is the truth.
人在科学里面寻找自然的真理。
And man is seeking for the truth in the physical nature.
人在伦理里面寻找这个行为的法则。
Man is trying to seek, if we're using philosophy or man's ways. And man is seeking through religion the true meaning. No matter if it's the study of ethics, or science, or religion, or philosophy, or psychology, or pathology.
都要寻找那统管一切的那个道的本身。
And they're trying to seek for the common phenomena of the way.
那耶稣基督说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这一节我们等下要提到。
We're going to talk about it later.
那么全世界的人都有对道的寻求的这个观念。
And all people of the world have this seeking after the way.
我这里去画一个很简单的地图。
This is a simple map.
这个是中国。
This is China.
这个是朝鲜。
This is Korea.
这个是苏联。
Russia.
这个是西伯利亚。
Siberia.
这个是 Scandinavia.
Scandinavia.
这个是法国。
France.
这个是西班牙。
Here's Spain.
这个是意大利。
Italy.
这个是希腊。
Greece.
这个是地中海。
Mediterranean.
这个是非洲。
Africa.
这个是阿拉伯。
Arabia.
那神经病的 Khomeini 在这里。这个是印度。
India.
那么这个是越南。
And this is Vietnam.
这个是缅甸。这个是
Burma,
Malaya, 这个是印尼
Indonesia,
这个是 Borneo,
Borneo,
Celebes, Bali Island, 这个 New Guinea,
New Guinea,
这个 Rockefeller 的孩子到这里去死掉了，可能给土人吃掉了。真的是
Rockefeller son died there.
一个人可以生在百万富翁之家，可以死在土人的肚子里面。
A man who was born in a wealthiest of families died in the stomach of a cannibal.
这个是澳洲。
This is Australia.
这个 New Zealand.
New Zealand.
这个是日本。
Japan.
这个是台湾。
Taiwan.
这个是香港。
Hong Kong.
海南岛。
Hainan.
这个是菲律宾。
Philippines.
这个是 Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
这个是 Madagascar.
Madagascar.
这个是英国。
England.
这个是爱尔兰。
Ireland.
他们常常爱吵架的。
Fighting all the time.
这个 Alaska. 这个是美国。
Alaska and America.
美国在历史上没有多大重要性。
In history, America doesn't have much importance.
它只有这两百年的历史，所以我不画进去。
Only the last 200 years is in importance, so I'm not drawing it.
美国里最重要的哲学思想，最重要的一切的宗教，都是东方传过去的，所以 only copy.
And the most important philosophical thoughts have all come from the East.
只有这几十年才有美国自己生的 composer, 自己生的 good painter. Only these few years, 很多还是从外国请过来的。
Only in the last recent years have there been good composers, good creative people.
好，我们现在要思想这个人寻求道的过程。
And so as we think about how man has been seeking after the way,
把东西文化做一个分割的话，
if we separate East and West culture,
你看见中国同印度占一个很重要的地位。
China and India play a predominant role.
中国的文化是很古老的。
Chinese culture, of course, is very, very old.
印度的文化也很古老的。
And the Indian culture very old.
这里有一个这个 Mesopotamia, 这个米索不达米巴比伦的文化是古老的不得了。
Mesopotamia, the Babylonian culture very old.
那么这里有这个埃及的文化也古老的不得了。
The Egyptian civilization very old.
但是这个巴比伦同埃及的文化对那个道的寻求呢是不重要。
And but in their pursuit in these two countries, areas, their pursuit of the way is not very important.
所以就这个希腊在这方面的重要性是超越了这两方面。
The importance of Greece in this is much more important.
希伯来的文化也是很古老的。
And the Hebrew as our culture very important, very important, very old.
神的启示。
And in God's revelation.
那么这是人的追求。
And this is man's seeking.
所以我把希伯来的文化暂时间把它撇开不讲。
If I just ignore for the moment the Greek's culture.
我昨天提到一件事情。
Yesterday I talked about.
就是人去寻求神。
That man is seeking after God.
或者人来启示人。
Or God has revealed it to man.
我昨天提到 the necessity of revelation.
There is a necessity of revelation.
如果神没有自我启示，人没有办法用自己的理性想到神的事。
If God indeed has not revealed himself to man, man cannot think about God.
今天我是讲到跟大家谈到理性已经受了污染了。
And I just told you that man's reasoning has already been contaminated and polluted.
理性已经污染以后找到神，结果找到的是一个怎样的神？
And so in this polluted mind, what kind of a God does he think about?
中国人对道有寻求。
Chinese have sought after the way.
印度人对道也有寻求。
The Indians have sought after the way.
希腊人对道也有寻求。
The Greeks seek the way.
那么在中国人的寻求中间有两个重要的代表。
And there are two representatives of the Chinese culture.
第一个就是孔子。
And one is Confucius.
孔子对东方同世界的影响是我们不能忽略的。
And so the Confucian influence on East and Western culture is something we can't ignore.
虽然孔子的整个哲学思想的主动性是远远低于耶稣基督的思想的。
And but the activism of the Confucian thought is much inferior to that of Christ.
因为一个是出于人，一个是出于神的。
Because one is based on man, one the other is based on God.
那么孔子对道有一个追求的心。
Confucius said he had a seeking after the way.
换一句话，他承认他是站在人的地步，要明白宇宙中间的道。
So he acknowledged that he was standing in the place of man, trying to figure out this way.
所以格物致知， 就是用各样的办法对物质的了解，要知道一个真的知识。
And so he is trying to understand everything of matter and trying to therefore understand.
那么对的天道的知识怎么样呢？
And so what about the way of heaven?
孔子讲过一些很重要的话语。
And Confucius had a very important saying.
他说的君子谋道不谋事。
And that is
a gentleman. 一个 gentleman 他是寻找道。不是寻找吃的东西就是。
A righteous man, he will seek after the way, but not the things to eat.
如果你啊到美国来留学，不过是为了生活好一点，吃饭多一点，那你就不是君子。
You are not a righteous man if you just came to this.
Not righteous man, gentleman.
Gentleman, if you come to this place just to find better things to eat and better life.
你选 computer science, 或者你选这个 medical doctor, 或者你选这 physics, 你选的动机是什么？就证明你是生命里面是什么。
The motive for why you study computer science or physics or medicine it determines who you are.
我不是说你应当每一个人选做传道人，不是，神也不一定选你做传道人。
It's not that I'm saying everybody should be a preacher. God may not call you to be a preacher.
但有的人选做医生，因为他要服务人群。
Now, some people want to be doctors because they want to serve people.
有的人选做医生，因为他知道这个薪水比较高。
Some people seek to be a doctor because they know that the salary will be higher.
孔子说：“君子谋道不谋事。”
And Confucius says that the gentleman seeks after the way, but not after eating.
如果一个人是为了事而来寻求做他人生的基本的动机的话，这个人不是君子，是小人。小人谋事不谋道。
A small person, I don't know if that's the right term, but the small person will then look after things to eat and not the things of the way.
耶稣基督说，人活着不是单单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里的道，上帝口里所出的话。
But Jesus says, man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God.
这是孔子思想的，思想与圣经有相同的地方。
So there's some similarity here in Confucius' thought and Jesus.
孔子知道这个道是很要紧的。
Confucius knew that the way was very important.
道要紧到一个地步，人的生命含道不能脱离关系。
And the way was so important that it could not be dissociated from life.
所以他说，道义者不可须臾离也。这个道呢，不能片刻和它分开的。
And the way cannot be separated.
We must not separate ourselves from way. 不是 way cannot be separated. Woman, we cannot separate ourselves from way even for one moment. 连一刻我们都不能与它分开的。
Not even for a moment can we be separated.
换句话说，我们的生命，我们的存在都在乎道。
Because our living, our existence depends on the way.
一离就是了。
If we separate ourselves from the way, then we die.
这个 microphone 多么好是一件事情。
No matter how good the microphone is.
但是如果把这个 plug off, 这个多么好的 microphone 就没有用了。
If you take away the plug, then no matter how good the microphone is,
这个电力来决定这个的功效。
Because the electricity determines the function of this.
我这个举例举得不好，这个没有电力的。这个电灯是如此。
And then the lights are like that.
电扇是如此。
The electric
fan
is like that. All the electric appliances
are like that. 人与道脱离关系，人的存在就没有意思了。
If we are separated from the way, then there's no meaning for existence.
保罗在《使徒行传》第十七章对 Stoicist 同对 Epicurean 那些哲学家讲了这样的话。
And Paul in Acts 17, he talked to the Stoics and to the Epicureans.
他说的，我们的动作、我们的生命、我们的存留，都在乎他。
Our way and our living, we're all and everything, we're dependent on him.
所以呢，孔子这句话与圣经的思想有相近的地方。
And so in Confucius' thought, there is some similarity here on this point.
道义者不可须臾离也。
And so we cannot be separated from the way.
第二，第不但如此。
And not only that.
孔子对这个道有一个非常渴慕之道的心。
And Confucius also had a very seeking heart towards the way.
所以他说，朝闻道，夕可死也。如果有一天早上我明白这个道，那一天晚上我死都甘愿。
If one morning I realize I know the significance of the way, then I die that evening, that'd be fine.
人生最大的价值就是能够觉悟，能够了解这个道到底是什么。
The greatest value is if we can realize what the way is.
死都甘愿。
And even if we die, that'll be
easier. 一生要寻求这个道。
And in his life, he sought after this way.
这是孔子的话语。
And this is Confucius'
teaching. 朝闻道，夕可死也。
And if I find it in the morning and I die that evening, I'll be satisfied.
那么请问孔子这样愿意了解道，他实在是不是已经了解了道呢？
And he really wanted to seek after this way. Did he really find it?
孔子只知道活在这个世界上的道，我不知道死了以后的道是怎么样。
Confucius knew about the way in this world, but he did not know what happened after death.
所以生知道，我知道，死知道，我不知道。
The way in this life I know, but the way after death I don't know.
未知生，焉知死呢？
The way of life I know, but not after death.
连生我还不大清楚，那么知道怎么死的这个事情。
And even in this life, I don't really understand well.
你就看他们好了。
I can't understand after that.
那么现在有许多的人呢，他们就把孔子这六个字拿来反对福音的挡箭牌。
And so there are people who use these six words in order to overcome the gospel.
Not overcome, but against.
Against the gospel.
The evangelism. 现在你劝那个人说,请你来信耶稣吧。
So if you try to talk to a person, let's come and be a Christian.
是上帝爱你。
God loves you.
耶稣把永生赐给我们。
And God has given you eternal life.
这个人怎么讲? 未知生,焉知时?
So he says, well, I don't understand about this life, how can I know about eternity?
他就孔子的话,以为这六个字就很好把基督徒请掉就是了。
He thinks that maybe using Confucius, these six letters, he can then explain away.
这不是孔子的言义。
But this is not the original meaning of Confucius.
因为孔子世代愿你知道生死之道。
Because Confucius really wanted to know what is life and death.
But there is no way to know the way.
There was no way to know.
No way to know way. 没有办法知道这个道。
No way to know the way.
所以怎么办呢?
So what did he do?
他很遗憾这个事情。
And so he was very regretful.
孔子又讲怎么样的话语呢?
And then what did he say?
孔子他说呢,这个子不以怪力乱神。 我没有讲过你怪力的乱的神的这些事情。
I do not want to talk about things which are unusual or of the spirits.
那有些人说,你看孔子就不爱谈宗教的问题了。
Some people say, well, Confucius didn't want to talk about religion.
你的怪的力的乱的神的他都不讲了。
And all these unusual laws and all these other spirits he doesn't want to talk about.
孔子又说呢,这个敬鬼神而言之。
He says, just fear and honor these spirits, but stay far away from them.
这岂不是呢?这个表示孔子不兴趣于宗教的问题。
Is it then a description of how he does is not interested in religion?
我要很严肃地指出来,孔子在这里讲的怪力乱神的神,同了敬鬼神而言之,那么神不是指上帝。
But we must realize that what he was talking about here was spirits, not God.
那是提到了阴魂的事情。
He was talking about the spirits.
不是指上帝。
Not God.
在孔子的观念里面,论到上帝,他不用这个字,用另外一个字。
But when Confucius talked about God, he used another word and not the word spirit.
所以他说,或罪于天无所导也。 If you sin against heaven, there's no way to pray or make intercession for you. 就或罪于天无所导也。 所以孔子所论的那个神,论那个上帝,乃是天,而不是指定鬼神这个神。
And so his God was his description of God was heaven.
孔子说的求之道久也,我祷告很久了,所以孔子自己有他的这个宗教的生活。
And so he said that he was praying for a long time and therefore he did have a religious life.
他又说,子所否则,天念之,天念之,我如果做不对的,上帝不喜欢的。
Am I what I do not do rightly, God is displeased.
那么有关于天这个字呢?
And in this word, heaven or God,
中国人冥冥之中知道这个天不是单单天上空空那个天。
In the thoughts of the ancients, they realized that the heavens is not just something like the heaven.
在中国人冥冥的观念中就有一位能管制一切的那一位,所以我们常说老天爷。
And so there's a thought of recognizing that there's someone there, like for example, the heavenly father.
There's all father up heaven there. 那这个老天爷就表示有一个主宰。
In the Song Dynasty, there was a prince who said,
他,一个臣子,这个臣夫子,这个一个 master, Chen, 他说呢,这个按其形体而业,谓之天, if we think through the 形体,
physical characteristic,
那这个叫做天,
this is the heaven,
按其主宰而业,叫做地,
and if we talk about the sovereignty, then it is God.
所以非有二也,不是两个。
There's not two things. Concept, heaven is as God.
鬼神并不是天上的上帝。
The spirits are not the God of heaven.
所以敬鬼神而言之。
And so be fearful and be honor the spirits, but be far away from them.
子不以怪力乱神。
And do not,
Confucius never talk about something strange, something supernatural power, or something confusing, and some devils and spirits. We don't talk about that. 但是他是论到关于神的问题,上帝的事情。
But yet he did talk about the things of heaven.
所以四书里面就提到交涉之礼,所以祭上帝。 The ritual of the 交涉 is for worshipping or offering to God. 所以他提到上帝。 提到天上的那位主宰。
So he talks about heaven and God.
那孔子对天道呢不了解。
He did not understand about the way of heaven.
所以呢,他不能知道天道,退而求其次,只能知人道。
So that he could not understand the way of heaven, so that he can only talk about the secondary things, the way of man.
天道找不到,人道找得到。
Can't find the way of heaven, the way of man he can find.
所以孔子的一生只在人与人之间的关系里面来发挥他的思想。
And so his thought pattern was completely within the sphere of man.
孔子把人道分成五个关系。
He had five relations that he described for the relationship between man and man. And the first is the relationship between the governed and the governed
and the officers.
Second relationship between the father and son.
Third
is the relationship between husband and wife.
The
fourth is the relationship between brothers.
And
the fifth is the relationship between friends. And there's no one who's living in this life who can have no relationship with these particular relationships. This is the relationship of man to man. These are, of course, they have their principles. And they are their ways within it. And how is the one who is official relating to the government? Father and son. Husband and wife. And so these are the most important relationships that he has described of man to man. And
then
you put them all together, there are only two words.
就是中同数,
and this is the relationship of
faithfulness and understanding or the love. 是上对下要数, 下对上要中,
and that is the one that is inferior has to be faithful to the one above, and the one above to love the one below.
And
when he talks about the way of heaven, he can't talk about it. And he says that really cannot understand the way of heaven. And so he could only go up to this limit. And the second representative is Lao Tzu.
老子比孔子更老,
he was older than Confucius, that's why he's Lao.
今天中国的许多的青年人不懂老子，只懂老夫子。
And this influence is really very great. Actually, in this an
idealism.
In a study of the idealism, he is even greater than Confucius. And in his investigation of
metaphysics,
he is even greater than Confucius.
所以这个老子论的道呢,
and so there are many thoughts that he had that his recognition was even greater. And in his 80s, he wrote this book,
Dao De Jing.
And the first opening page, he started off,
道可道非常道，名可名非常名。 The way that can be spoken out is not the eternal way. The name can be called that is not the eternal name. So the eternal name and eternal way, nowhere we can find the answer to express, to interpret, to understand, to get across the idea, to interpret or to explain. 没有办法。所以那个永远的道，那永恒的道，常道是不可道的。
And so this eternal way is, cannot be discerned.
这样呢，他就把那个人间所讲的话，从那永远的道做一个 qualitative difference 分开了。And
so he made a qualitative difference between the way of beyond the heaven and this way.
我们每一个人都在讲话。
We're all talking.
We are talking words. But the eternal word and the word talked by people are totally different. 这个老子的思想是这样的。到了第25章的时候。
In chapter 25,
这老子怎么样讲呢?
And what did he say?
他讲一句很重要的话语,
in a very important statement.
有物混成先天地生,多利而不改,可以为天下母,物不知其名,名字越道,强字越大。 我先讲一次啊, 这个的 meaning in English, as there's something exists before the existence of heaven and earth. It is independent and rotating everywhere. It is self-independent and never change, unchangeable. This, I don't know the name. It can be called the mother of heaven and the earth, and I don't know his name. I call it the way, or I call it the greatness. 这个道,这个大,是天天地而生的,比天地更早就有的。
And so the way of the greatness is even before the heavens and the earth.
就是道德经第25章,
and so in chapter 25, it talks about this.
道德经第41章的时候,
and in chapter 41,
老子再讲一句很奇妙的话,
he spoke a very marvelous sentence.
他说这个道生一,一生二,二生三,三生万物。
It is the way gave birth to one, and one to two, two to three, and three to all things.
道生一,
the way produced one.
一生二,
one to two.
二生三, Two sons, one youth. Three produced everything. The starting one is the starting point of everything. 那就是神的自己，我今天不提那些事情。那这里告诉我们的万有是从道来的， everything from word, 一切是从道产生出来的。
Even in New Platonism, in the Western culture, it talks about the one which then produces everything. But here it talks about the way producing the one and then all things.
圣经怎么讲?
What does the Bible say?
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
道与上帝同在。
The word was with God.
这个道就是上帝。
And the word was God.
这个道太初与上帝同在。
This word was in the beginning was with God.
万物都是借着他造的。
All things were made through him.
我们看见这个圣经的话很奇妙。
And so you see that the Bible is very marvelous.
我接触了这个东方人在中国的两个代表里面对道的寻求。
I've already introduced these two representatives of Chinese culture.
那么印度的哲学里面对这个道有怎么样的寻求呢?
And what about the Indians? What is their seeking after?
在印度的思想里面,
in the Indian thought,
他们知道宇宙万有一定有一些原则。
They realize that in the universe there must be some principles.
那些最伟大的原则管理一切的原则，那就是宇宙的大道。
And so they feel that there's something which controls all the forces in this universe, and this is the great way.
就在印度文叫做 Brahma.
And so this is the Brahma.
Brahma 就是宇宙中间的大道.
And this is the great way in the Hinduism.
那么印度人认为呢, 人在这个宇宙的中间呢是唯一能明白大道的小道.
And so they feel that man is the only one within the great way that can understand this small way.
The only being can understand the great way in the universe is man, and man is called the small way. 这个小道呢，这印度文叫做Atman。
And so in the small way of man, this is in Hinduism, Atman.
人的最大的责任就是把小道归回大道里面。
And so the greatest responsibility of man is to place the small way into the great way.
当这个小道与大道合在一起的时候，人就明白一切的奥秘和生命的意义。
And when the small way fuses with the great way, then we can understand everything.
这是印度人对道的寻求。
And so this is an Indian way, the Hindu way of seeking.
你看这些中国的思想已经影响了整个东南亚。
And so we see the Chinese influence throughout all of the Southeast of Asia.
印度的思想也是影响了整个这个亚洲。
And the Indian and the Hindu influences also pervaded the whole Asian continent.
东方与西方不同的地方在哪里?
The Eastern and the Western differences are where?
东方很注重经验。
In the Eastern culture, it emphasizes experience.
东方很注重方法。
And the way, the method.
东方很注重传统
and the tradition.
所以呢, long history.
So there's a long history.
And all the experiences in Eastern society compose the Eastern civilization. 把东方的这个传统方法经验归纳起来，变成整个东方文化的精华。
And so this, in synthesis, then becomes the essence of the Eastern civilization.
所以中国人东方人是寻求道路的。
And so the Eastern people, they seek after the way.
他们寻求的办法不是用头脑, 那用心性。
And in their pursuit, they use their hearts.
The feeling and intuition in human heart, the intuitive function of man, that's very important in Chinese or Oriental civilization. 所以这个呢, the way proves the feeling and consciousness and the function of the heart and mind, that is the Chinese or Oriental way to find for the way. 西方人怎么样?
What about the Westerner?
西方人的文化可以从两条路来做他们的原本。
In the Western culture, there are two ways in which they have sought to look
there
at this.
There are only two sources to compose the Western civilization. The first is Hellenistic culture, and second, Hebrew culture. 所以呢，希伯来文化跟希腊文化，希来希去，两希就变成西方文化。 希伯来文化给整个西方世界一个信仰的基础。
And so the Hellenistic
Hebrew
thoughts have influenced all of Western culture.
Hebrew culture contributes to the Western civilization the foundation of faith, revelation, and religion. And Hellenistic culture contributes to the Western culture and civilization. The most important thing is the method of logic and epistemology and the way of research. 所以这样整个西方呢，它的信仰是根据希伯来人的文化，它的科学的研究是根据希腊的逻辑精神来的。
And so the faith is based on this the Hebrew concepts and the reason and logic are from the Hellenistic concepts.
那么在这个希腊的文化里面呢，
in the Greek thought,
他们也在寻求这个道路。
They're seeking after the way.
那么他们对经验这一方面的这个了解，并没有对分析那一方面的了解那样重要。
And they have not realize the importance of experience as much. And so they emphasize very much the reasoning and logic. And this whole word comes from the word logos. And they use the word the way as the logos. China, it is the way.
在印度是这个 Brahma.
In Hinduism, it's Brahma.
在希腊, the logos.
In Greece, it is logos.
最先用 logos 这个字是什么人呢?
The first person to use the word logos
是一个 philosophy of becoming school. 这个叫做 Heraclitus.
Heraclitus.
Heraclitus 认为一切的一切都是改变的.
He said that everything was changing.
那么什么都是改变, 没有东西不变.
Everything changes.
什么都是改变, 这件事是不变的.
Everything changes and there's nothing that doesn't change.
No. Yeah. Everything is changing. Only this thing is never changed.
Only this thing never changes.
The only principle never changes. Everything is changes. 所以呢,每一件事都是变,这个是不变的。
Only this thing doesn't change.
那么这个产生一切变的原因是什么呢?
And what is this that affects all the changes?
支配一切改变的原理, 那个叫做logos.
The one that controls and affects all these changes, that is the logos.
他说呢,这个变的原理就像道一样,道就像火一样, just like fire.
The way is just like fire, logos is like fire.
一直不变的表现它在变。
And he is affecting all the changes.
Constantly changes in itself. And this constancy is unchangeable principle. Unchangeable principle of the inconsistency of consistent principle. That is like fire. 那么这个变了,这个logos就产生这一切的改变了。
And so the logos affects all the changes.
这个Heraclitus提到这个道的问题。
And so Heraclitus talked about logos.
以后到了这个 stoic 的思想的时候呢,
and then with the stoic thoughts,
就到这个 logos 变得很重要的一个东西了。
Logos became a very important thing.
我们现在西方人讲 logic,
when we talk about logic,
psychology,
logic,
philology,
biology,
theology, 还有什么 logic 的? 很多 logic, 你再去找了。
Lots of logics.
这个 logic 都是从 logos 这个字来的。
They all come from this word.
换句话说, 一切的东西都有道在支配。
And that is to say, everything has a way of controlling
logos
logic.
Is the basic principle in biology. The basic principle in philology, or in words, in language, in linguistic research, in science, in physiology, in chemistry, in physics, and everything, logos is inside. That is the meaning. 所以是道支配一切的原理。
And so logic pervades and affects all kinds of ways.
所以他们结果呢就找出了一条要寻求真理的心出来了。
And so there is a thought to pursue after truth.
所以 the Western way is not seeking for the way, but Western way is seeking for the truth. They are not using the heart and the mind as the most principal method and instrument and the means to research, but they use the reason. 所以呢他们不用心性，用理性去发展。 我告诉你。 你听中国人讲道，从听美国人讲的，一听就知道不一样的地方在哪里。中国人讲道很多新的感觉，美国人讲道很多理的分析。So
in the Greek way, their thinking is very reason. They use logic and trying to find for the truth. And if you listen to a Chinese or a Western preacher, you can discern the difference. One is based on experience, and the other based on reason and logic.
I'm in between the Western and Eastern. 所以你听我讲到，和中国人不一样，和美国人也不一样。So
I will be different from Americans or from Chinese.
我用着新的力量，用理的分析配合起来来讲道，所以不一样。So
I use my experiences from out of my heart and the reason and logic out of my mind.
中国人讲得很注重经验啊，做梦啊，见证啊，什么上帝的大能这个东西。
And so Chinese, they like to talk about the experiences, the testimony, and their visions, and God has given to them.
西方人讲到很注重这一条一条把这个道理讲得清楚出来。And
in the Western thought, it's very carefully and very logically explained one by one.
中国人吃药没有好好研究，就是祖宗传下来他就吃下去了。
In the Chinese tradition, we eat herbs, herbal medicines that are passed on by tradition from our ancestors.
为什么你要喝这个药呢?
Why do you want to drink this?
已经是26代传下来。
Because it's 26 generations we have passed this on.
如果有毒啊，我的祖宗早就死光了。
If there's a poison, my ancestors already died.
所以这个历史证明它是对的。
In history, this is proven it's right.
西方人吃药不管这一道，他也拿在 microscope 下面，在 library 下，这个什么，在这个实验室里面。
And so, but the Westerner, he will put this and the microscope in the lab.
在 lab 里面他也研究到底对不对。
Investigate whether it's right or not.
所以东方人注重道路。
And so the Easterner emphasizes the way.
西方人注重真理。
The Westerner emphasizes the truth.
东方人注重心性的感受，神特给我特别的亮光。
And the Easter that talks about my feeling how God has given me the light.
西方人特别注意怎么样把圣经的真理系统化，有一套的神学出来，怎么样讲出来。
And the Westerner talks about the synthesis of the scriptures and how logically it is.
东方人注重传统。
And the Easterner emphasizes tradition.
西方人注重分析。
And the Westerner emphasizes dissection and analysis.
走了两个不同的道路。
And so there are two different ways.
我问你，耶稣在哪里生下来？
And where was Jesus born?
耶稣不生在东方。
Jesus was not born in the east, not in the west.
He
was right in the middle.
当他生出来的时候呢,
when he was born,
我们来看说, 这个中国人说, 西方人的宗教, 基督教。
And so the Easterners, Chinese say, oh, that's only a Western religion.
每个人说呢, 这个基督教是东方人的宗教。
Americans say, oh, it's an Eastern religion.
这个叫做 Middle East, not too far.
It is actually Middle Eastern.
耶稣在 Middle 生出来
的。 In the middle.
耶稣是 Asian, not a European.
It's Asian and not European.
所以你们亚洲人不要自卑感。
And so the Asians don't have a feeling of inferiority.
耶稣生在亚洲。
Because Jesus was actually born in Asia.
他生出来以后他怎么讲呢？
What did he say when he was born?
他说东方人你们找到吗？
The Eastern people have you found?
Are you seeking the way?
Are you seeking the way?
I am the way.
I am the way.
Are you seeking the truth?
And he talks to the Westerners, are you seeking the truth?
I am the truth.
I am the truth.
你看到了吗？
You see that?
哇，我盼望你明白这个大道理。
This is a great truth.
耶稣基督，我就是道路。
And Jesus says, I am the way.
孔子，你找吗？
Confucius, you're looking?
你找我。
You're looking for me?
老子，你在找吗？
老子, you're looking?
啊，这印度人，你在找吗？
Hindus, are you looking?
The way, which is sought by Confucius, by Lao Tzu, and all the philosophers in Eastern countries, and in the system of religion in Hinduism, is Jesus Christ. 他们正在找，我们也找到了，就是基督。
They're all seeking after him, and they haven't found him, and that is Jesus.
基督对西方说, Are you seeking the truth? I am that truth. 如果你看原文, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. 那个 the only one truth, the only one way, and the only one life. 那是独一的。那是独一的路。
That's the only way.
耶稣基督说, 我就是那独一的道路。
Jesus says, I am the only way, the way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督在这个世界中间。
Jesus was in the middle of the world.
他说 I am the truth.
I am the truth.
I am the way.
I am the way.
他还加上一句什么?
And what did he say?
I am the life.
I am the life, he added. All one word.
Great philosophers.
All the great philosophers.
In the life of them, they are seeking for the truth. Finally, they died without obtaining the truth. All the religious founders, they're seeking for the way. They died on the halfway.他们找路找到半路就死掉了，他们找真理，结果他们进到坟墓里面去了。耶稣基督战胜死亡，从死里复活，说 ：“I am the life.”
But Jesus Christ, he overcame death itself. He was resurrected, and he overcame all, and he has life.
他把死亡战胜了 ，overcame death. 他复活了。那现在我们把这些都谈过了以后呢？
And so after we've talked about all this,
我要给大家思想一个很重要的这个关于主动性的问题。
And we think about the activism, a very important aspect.
Initiative. 人与神之间。
Man and God.
人可以找到神吗？
Man is here. Can you find God?
Can man find out God? Spiritual understanding has been polluted.
Because our spiritual understanding is polluted.
The reasoning power has been polluted.
Our reasoning power is polluted.
The intuition.Of understanding of having polluted.
Intuition is polluted.
我们的一切都已经玷污了。
Everything is already polluted.
We still have that kind of initiative.
But we still have that initiative.
We still have that kind of motivation. We still have that kind of willingness. We want to know. But the limit and the paradoxical life have made us bounded in our conflict and contradiction. There's no way. Not a possibility.And the only possibility to know God is by the initiative of God, or will to reveal himself to man. He came to man. That is the significance of incarnation. 道成肉身。道成肉身住在人的中间，这是表示神关怀人到一个地步，他自己来到人的中间。
The way became the flesh, and so that is God became as a man in this earth.
不是我们去找他,
But as we are looking for him,
是他来找我们,
but he came to look for
他来到人的中间来,
us. As he came amongst us,
他来做人,
and he became man.
当人要变成道的时候呢,
and as man wants to go the way,
那个理想是高超的不得了,
this thought is so high and lofty.
当道来做成人的时候,
and when the way comes to man,
那个外表是卑微的不得了,
became so humble.
你注意听这两句话,
and you listen carefully to these two words. As man is seeking the way,
那个理想是高得不得了,
this thought is so lofty.
当道来做成人的时候,
when the way comes to be man,
他披戴的形象是卑微的不得了,
and you have assumed the form of such humbleness.
所以许多的人不能从耶稣基督的身上看见他就是道,
and so many people cannot see the way in him.
为什么呢?
Because
因为他们被罪蒙蔽了,
because they are clouded and masked by sin.
他们看见的是耶稣基督的外形,
they can only see the external appearance of Jesus.
他看见的耶稣基督道成肉身那卑微的形状,
and so they see the way become flesh, and they can only see the external appearance.
我的时间不够,
I don't have that much time.
如果我有几个钟头的时间,
if I have several hours of time,
我可以继续同你谈到关于耶稣基督道成肉身所表彰出来的超过万形的本质是什么,
and then we can see the true nature, the true characteristics of Jesus coming in the form of man.
去年我在台湾, 我单单讲腓立比书第二章第六节到第十一节，我讲了八个晚上。
In last year in Taiwan, I talked on Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. That already took me 8 hours.
At night. 八个晚上。
At night.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 我们的时间不够。
We don't have that much time.
但是我要告诉你,
but I want to tell you,
只有两条路。
There's only two ways.
一条要人去的路。
That is the way that man goes.
一条是神来的路。
And the other way is God's way.
这条路是一个不可能的路。
This way is an impossible way.
你的人是有限,
because man is limited.
这一条路是唯一可能的路,
this is your only possible way.
你的神是无限,
because God is not limited.
从今天开始,
from this day onwards,
我要你们知识分子,
I want you intellectuals,
好好思想, 什么叫做 qualitative difference between Christ and the rest of our other religion founders.
I want you to consider this, the qualitative difference between Christ and other religions.
不是 quantitative difference.
Not the quantitative differences.
那是 qualitative difference.
But the qualitative differences.
你明白我的意思?
You understand?
有一个人, 我说, 你没有孩子?
Some person, I say, you don't have a child.
他说, 但是我有八只狗。
But I have eight dogs.
Even though I don't have a child, I have eight dogs.
所以八只狗。
I don't know. I do not want to know how many dogs you have. That's quantity. The difference between dog and man is quality. You understand me? You may have 40 dogs barking everywhere around your house, just like a Jew. But they are still dogs. But if you have a son, that's qualitative difference. Man is not animal. Animal is not man. Qualitative difference. I don't know how many cars do you have, but you cannot get your car with wing and fly up, because car is car. Only run on the highway, cannot run on the lowway, cannot run in the airway. But if you have a plane, if even though your airplane is so small, your car is so big, so heavy, a plane got a qualitative difference. They can fly up. Now, the difference between Christ and the founders in all the religions is qualitative difference. He is God became man, and not man seeking for God. 这是不同的地方。
This is the difference.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus said,
我就是道路,
I am the way,
我就是真理,
the truth,
我就是生命,
and the life.
若不借着我,
if it is not by me,
没有一个人回到父那里,
no one can go to the Father.
我先问你,
I will ask you,
请问你认识他吗?
Do you know him?
你接受了他吗?
Have you accepted him?
你把他以别的宗教的教主等量齐观吗?
Do you consider him just like any other religious leader?
如果是这样的话,
if it really is,
that is the greatest misunderstanding in your knowledge, in your life. 那是你生命中间最大思想上的误解。今天下午,
this afternoon,
我奉主的名对你说,
in the Lord's name, I'll call you.
耶稣基督是神来到做人。
Then God, Jesus is God come into man.
I will close this sermon with very, very short story. 我要结束这个故事，以一个故事来做结束。 有一天呢, 这个 Robert Browning 在伦敦走路的时候,
one day Robert Browning was walking in London.
下雨。
Raining,
所以他就跑到小街道的中间去,
he went to the small alley.
他在个屋檐的下面呢, 他就等着雨停,
and in the awning he was just waiting for the rain to stop.
One of the greatest poets in the history of man, Robert Browning. 他的太太 Elizabeth Browning, both of them are so great. 就 Robert Browning 在那里看的时候, 突然间有一个东西吸引他的注意,
and then as he was standing there, something attracted him.
在那条小街道的对面有一个房子叫 Browning Society,
And then over there in a small area, he saw this label over a house and says the Browning Society.
Browning Society? I'm the Browning. That's the Browning Society. So he said, Browning, this Browning, since so many Brownings in England. So he was attracted. So he went far to go into the house.
And then when he went to this, house,
他看见有一些人在念他的诗,
there are people there who were reading his poems.
One chairman and the rest are men on the chair. The chairman stood up and said, this is the newly released poetry by Robert Browning. Every one of you have the copy, and now I read it. Afterwards, I will make interpretation for this poetry. You agree or not, you may stand up and talk. 他就开始讲, according to my opinion, this verse, this sentence must be interpreted like this, like that. 另外一个人说, I don't agree.
Somebody said, I don't agree.
他站起来,
and they were discussing very heatedly.
他, 这个original Browning听了很不舒服。
And the original Browning, he was sitting there and he felt very uncomfortable.
因为那些人随便解释他的文章,
because they were interpreting his poems in their own ways.
所以到最后呢, 耐不住的, 这个Browning就站起来了。
And so and finally, when Browning, he could not contain himself any longer,
他说,
he stood up.
I don't agree with you all.
I don't agree with you all.
According to my opinion, this must be interpreted like this. 他就讲了。
And so he said this.
这是不是一个很大的福气啊?
And isn't this a great blessing?
The original Browning came.
Because the original Browning was here.
In the midst of them.
In the middle of them.
但是他怎么样讲的?
And what did they say?
他们大家看他,
they all looked at him.
看他, the chairman said, who are you?
The chairman said, who are you?
Please sit down.
And he, sit down.
You're not qualified enough to talk here. You're even not our member. If you want to be our member, apply first. Got at examination. You go through examination and pass. We are going to accept you as one of our members. And you can talk, but not now. Please sit down. 这个Browning给他这样讲了以后呢,太难过了。
And so he was very sad when he said that to him.
这个是Browning Society, no place for original Browning. 所以这个Browning,
this was the Browning Society, but there was no place for the original
站起来,
Browning. So he got up.
头低下去,
and he bowed his head.
我就走了,
and he walked out.
Never come back.
Never came back.
没有再回来, 永远不回来,
never come back.
让那些人,
so that those people
claim the authority of Browning's poetry.
They claim the authority of Browning's poetry.
Without the original Browning.
Without the original Browning.
Let me tell you, that is exactly the case, exactly the conditions of the human search for the way and God in religion. When the true God incarnated himself, come, penetrate, and break through the limit between the temporality and eternity. Come to visit man, his creature. He come to visit us. Man say, who are you? You're not even qualified as a member in our society. Crucified him! Hanging on the cross. And Jesus said, forgive them. The original word, the original way, have been taken away from human society. Praise the Lord. He is from eternity to eternity, the only way, the only truth, and the only life in between man and God. Will you say to him, Lord Jesus, give me the faith like this, and I now humble myself to accept you as my personal Savior. Will you? This moment, make the glorious and the right decision for your Creator and your Redeemer. 我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you for your visit to the world, for your manifestation in the history, for your incarnation in a human society. Lord, we thank you for your crucifixion, for your offering have been delighted by God. We thank you for the accomplishment of thy salvation. And we thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit to reveal this truth to man. Lord, we thank you for illumination from the Holy Spirit so that we can know there is no way from man, by man's initiative, to come to the true knowledge of God. We thank you, God. Only you can shine forth the eternal light toward our heart. You are. You are God. You are the truth. You are the way. And you are the life. Cleanse us. Teach us. And accept us. Right now. Give us the right faith. Create the true faith in us from now on until we meet you the day of glory. Forgive all our sins before, in which we rejected you, we are apart from you, and we sinned against you. O Lord, our Savior and our Master, we kneel down before you. We humble ourselves. We come to you and confess all our sins and open our heart and say, Jesus, come in today. Come in today in my heart. Be with me. Lead me on the right way and save me. Forgive my sins. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the reconciliation accomplished in Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer. 主啊，我们感谢你，为我们成就了救恩。你来到世界，道成肉身。主啊，我们若拒绝你，我们忽略这么大的救恩，我们怎么能陶醉呢？主啊，你就是那道路、真理、生命。除了你以外，没有人回到父那里。主啊，我们今天怎么样再用自己的办法来离开你？怎么样用各样的借口来拒绝你？我们都不能拯救我们自己。主啊，求主你的爱再次激励我们，给我们有这样的信心，因为这个信是你所赐的。 主啊，你的道已经传开了，求主你在信心拉提这个地方，特别在华人的社会中间做你奇妙的工作。主啊，给我们不以我们的理性为神，主啊，给我们清楚知道我们的理性是已经受了玷污的理性。你的启示要把我们从理性主义中间解脱出来。主啊，你也帮助我们，使我们的思想走在真理的道路里面。主啊，感谢你就是道路，你就是真理，就是生命。奉耶稣基督的名。 大家人就低头。我要问一个问题：有哪一个人，你说我愿意更多明白基督教的真理，更多认识耶稣基督
？As we bow our heads, is anyone who wants to know more about and to understand the Lord Jesus?
很严肃的，在你一生的过程中间，求主继续光照你。
The Lord might continue to illuminate you in your life.
有这样的人。If
you are such a person,
请你把手举起来。That
you may raise your hand.
举了放下去。
Raise your hand and you can
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else you want to know more about Christianity and Christ? Would you please raise up your hand? Anyone else? 感谢主，举了放下去，不要看别人，你自己思想你的问题。Look
at other people.
所以我问第二个问题。Second
question.
有哪一个人今天下午你说我接受耶稣基督？Anyone else? You say I accept Jesus Christ as my own Lord and Savior tonight. Would you please today you accept Jesus Christ? Raise up your hand. 有哪一个人？ 今天接受主，请把手举起来。有哪一个人感谢上帝？感谢上帝 ，Praise the Lord, Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Now you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Will you please raise up your hand? 还有哪一个人？举了放下去。After you raise up, put it down. 还有哪一个人？今天下午你听了主的道，你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主，请你把手举起来。还有哪一个人？感谢主，举了放下去。还有没有呢？若是没有，我要问第三个问题。 有哪一个人你说我愿意接受，但是我还有许多的困难，理性的困难、文化的困难、家庭的困难。 You say I want to make decision to accept Jesus Christ, but I still have a lot of problem, cultural problem, background of my family, of my family, of my parents, of my thinking, logical problem. You say I have a lot of problem to solve. I cannot make decision now. I want to make decision, but I have problem. We are going to pray for you. These kind of people, would you please raise up your hand? 有哪一个人有困难的举手？感谢主，举了放下去。还有哪一个人？你愿意接受还有困难？感谢主，举了放下去。还有哪一个人 ？Anyone else? 还有没有呢？若是没有，我要问另外一个问题。今天是最后一天，我在这里布道。我问第四个问题：有哪一个人？你说基督徒，请注意听，我愿意好好追求，好好祷告。若是主愿意，我愿意把自己奉献，做他的见证人，无论是部分时间，或者无论是全时间。 求主自己引导。Anyone, you want to be the witness of the Lord, even for part-time or full-time servicing the Lord is that I am seeking for the will and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to dedicate myself to be the witness of Jesus Christ. Would you please raise up your hand? You're not ignorant. 感谢主，是放下去。所以我问最后一个问题，有哪一个人你就感到，如果主呼召你，愿意以基督徒的职业分子回到大陆来做工，好好祷告，如果主愿意，我不知道主有没有这样事，这样的计划在你身上，你预备自己在中国人的同胞，中国的道路为主做见证，如果主许可你预备。Those who want to prepare yourself to know clearly about the guidance and the will of God to go to China as a Christian profession to witness for the Lord. You prepare yourself to seek for the will of God. Would you please raise up your hand? 有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，手放下，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，手放下来，手放下来。现在我最后要把一个荣耀归给主。有哪一个人你说这几天的聚会我的信心都是坚固，我要把荣耀归给主。 Those who say in your heart I had been strengthened, my faith had been strengthened in these few meetings, I want to glorify God, would you please raise up your hand? 感谢主，感谢上帝，感谢上帝。我们大家站起来， Everybody stand up. 请何晓东弟兄带领我们祷告。
Father Ho, lead us in prayer please.
因为我们感谢赞美，谢谢你的恩典。主啊，今天我们才知道，在从古到现在，东方西方，他们都寻找的道路。主啊，虽然是寻找的方式不一样，但是都在寻找你。但是他们都是，是想用人的方法来寻找你。
主啊，
但是没有办法寻找。
主啊，
因为我们都是思想，这都被污染了。
主啊，
我们没有办法寻找你。
主啊，
我们又被我们的偏见所污染，我们没办法寻找你。哦，主啊，我们感谢赞美，谢谢你的恩典。不是我们寻找你，乃是你寻找我们。
是。
主，你亲自
造成
肉身，
感谢主。
感谢主。哦，主，如果你不造成肉身，我们没有永远没法达到你那去。嗯。哦，主啊，感谢主，因为我们当中，因为做我们当中聚集这么远，我们智慧没有办法达到。
主啊，主啊，
没有办法明白你。就像是我们看见，是想要把自然力当作神，就像我们把道德力也当作神，就像把世界上一切都当作神，其实上我们
主
根本没有办法知道这些都是所创造。
主啊，
主啊，甚至于我们里面一切的道德观，一切都是出于你，我们里面的这个就是标准也是出于你。
主啊，
我们一切的道德源源也是出于你，但是我们都不知道，我们以这为骄傲。哦，主啊，甚至于主啊，你乃是天上真神，就来到我们当中被我们拒绝，就像。那个 Brownie 那个诗人说他来到那个会议当中，那些人都不接纳他，
主啊，
又是回去了。我们就是天上那个天使来到我们人当中，我们拒绝你，又说把你给撕掉。哦，主啊，我感谢赞美，谢谢你的恩典。今天我们这些多是多么大的福分，我们感激接受你，对主啊，我们感到欢喜快乐，也谢谢主圣。这两天的聚会当中，今天我们看见那么多的人举手，有些人今天在这次聚会当中愿意接受你做的救主，有些人在这聚会当中愿意重新开始走主你的道路，有些人在这些人当中愿意把奉献自己，将来有一天拆迁我们到这个大陆去传主福音，我们也愿意去。哦，主啊，也谢谢主，在这几天当中，我们信心本来软弱，得到坚固。我们也感谢赞美，谢谢你的恩典，这是主恩主莫大的恩典临到我身上。我们也恳求主，那些接受你的人，能够一步步对你的道路，能够走你的道路，对你的真理，对你的明白。谢谢你的恩典，心中祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督。
阿门。
这是信诚中国教会录音带的侍奉工作，我们的目的。是要借着录音带的侍奉来荣耀主耶稣基督的圣名。神把这个负担放在我们心中，要我们借着录音带将神的话以各种不同的方言供给全世界各地华侨的需要。我们热切盼望您能利用录音带来完成以下各项工作。第一，领人归主，向您家人、亲戚、朋友、邻居传扬主恩惠的福音，使他们都能得着神所赐的喜乐、平安和永生。第二，坚固信徒的信心，使他们在属灵上越发增长成基督的模样。第三，使信徒更加认识神的慈爱和大能，愿意全心依靠他过快乐的基督徒生活。除此以外， 我们更盼望您能在自己教会成立录音带的图书馆，使更多人蒙福。如果有任何需要，请来信和我们联系。通讯地址为 P.O. Box 39455 Cincinnati, Ohio 45239。 谢谢您收听我们的录音信息。